What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, it's the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I have a fantasy question for Bulldog, but it can wait. Paul Hamilton with us. I don't think Paul's ready for this question, so it can wait. We'll put it off. We'll save it. Paul Hamilton on the West Hur Hotline. There is tension in this room when the Sabres are the topic. Like,
yeah, I was listening.
You know, you could hear it. You could sense it.
Right.
Because you're trying to have an honest conversation, but you're trying also to not be repetitive and too mean and just try to sort of navigate it in a healthy way. And it's not easy sometimes, Paul, with these guys.
Yeah. No, it's not. You just never know from one time to the next, you know, what you're going to get. And, I understood the first part. You know, I really don't think they've given up on keeping J.J. Paterka. I think that's what they would like to do. If you talk about an insider who I think has done some very good reporting on this, I think it's Pierre LeBrun, who actually said that the Sabres still are, you know, would want to keep J.J. Paterka. And although they are listening to offers and offers have come, I don't think they've given up on it. And just the fact that Paterka gave no indication whatsoever when he spoke at the end of the year that he had any problems with the Sabres. Adams said, you know, the meetings were positive, productive, and honest between them. And he said Paterka even analyzed his own game, talking about how he needs to be better defensively. And I firmly believe this is agent, that this is coming from an agent who would like to get him in a bigger market. And, where, you might have other opportunities, plus you can make more money. And that's the type of agent Alan Walsh is. And I think that's where it's – so that, I think, is why maybe the Sabres are still hoping that, well, if this really isn't coming from J.J. Paterka and his agent convinced him of this, that, maybe they can convince him that, he might want to stay. So I get that. Why would you come out in the media and talk about – how J.J. Paterka feels? If he wants to come out and talk about it, that's his business. But I totally get why the Sabres wouldn't want to. But nobody asked about Matias Samuelsson in the middle of that. And, when he was talking about that. And it just kind of like, obviously, that was a bee in his bonnet. And, he wanted to talk about how that. And I, from the start, I pretty much knew that was misinformation. I'm not saying they shouldn't be looking to get Matias Samuelsson off the team, and I think a trade is a more likely thing. Why would you put him on your books for 10 years? I understand it's less than $1 million, but still, especially Terry Pegula, who doesn't really like paying people. They're still paying Christian Ehrhoff. He's not on the salary cap, but they're still paying him. I think it's $857,000 or somewhere in that range. But again, wait until somebody brings it up. It was on my list to bring up, and he probably knew it was going to get brought up. But
yeah,
sometimes you get lost in press conferences, and things are brought up, and then things you don't get to.
And it
whatever.
Ends, right. Yeah. On Paterka, Paul, would you understand? I think my answer would be yes. Would you understand if the organization, Adams himself, I mean, it could be Pegula for all we know, gun-shy about handing out, like, the 7 or 8 year extension. He's young enough to want to do that with. But maybe they're fearful that the shortcomings in his game, especially defensively, like all-around play, are going to be enough of a problem that they don't want to build around it. They don't want to lock themselves into another piece of the core that hasn't been successful, right? We're all clamoring for change. And like Paterka's not my idea of a good change, because I still think that that's one of your best players. But I wonder if they're scared off by, well, the miss on Samuelson. That, you know, that seemed like, oh, get him young. Look at this $4.5 million. It'll be a bargain in 3 years. And not so much. It's more like a boat anchor now tied around them. So
Cousins was in that boat, too.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, very good. Thank you. You forget about him because he's only been gone a few months now. But, sure, another example of getting burned on jumping too quick on the long-term commitment. You know, the downside to that is you treat Paterka like Reinhardt, and maybe you walk him right up to where he's starting to have leverage, and then you end up in trouble. All I'm asking is, would you understand if they were reluctant to give a long-term deal to Paterka?
The only thing with Paterka is he has scored goals now 2 years in a row, 28 and 27. So now his defensive game, I thought, was better. The numbers really don't bear that out. The numbers basically say it was pretty bad. And it's not wrong. But, you know, I thought it was somewhat a little bit better. You know, I noticed times where he was busting his butt to try to get back and try to break up plays and that type of thing. So it's not like he doesn't realize it or can't get better at it. So for me, in the scoring, you know, and his assists were way up this past year, at least you have a two-year, because I think they did learn a lesson from what they did, because none of these restricted free agents, they were eligible for contracts since last July 1st, and none of them got them, you know, and so it showed me right there that they maybe learned from past experiences. So in this case with Paterka, I would say you've got 2 years where I think we can say that this guy's probably going to be a good goal scorer and maybe close to a 30-goal scorer, if not over, after what we've seen the last couple of years. McLeod is the one that, to me, is tricky because he set by far career highs in goals, assists, and points, but he's only done it for 1 year. Now, if you ask me, do I think he can do that consistently? Yes, I do think that. But I'm not sure I'd, you know, after what's happened in this organization, I'm not sure I'd do it this year. You know, after just one year of seeing it, I might want to see it again. So I might want to do a two-year deal or something with him just to make sure what I think in my mind and what I saw is something that's going to be a consistent thing for him. But in Paterka's case, we've seen it now for 2 years.
Paul, if no, then no. Do you have anything more you want to say about Adams and his stuff about, like, misinformation? I mean, I just think he used to be in his bonnet is a good start, like Samuelson in this case. But I feel like he's just increasingly ready to go on that. And one, how about someone from within sports, you know, preaching to us about misinformation? I mean, really, how many times do pro sports teams fudge it or just are not honest with you for whatever reason? It might even be a good reason, but it's not like the market's cornered on that. And, you know, just like, does the GM of a team that's missed the playoffs for so long and someone who's been in charge of it for so long within that really need to be pushing that narrative? Does anybody want to hear it? Does he have anybody? Obviously, I have a lot to say about this. Does he have anybody who can sort of get to him? Apparently not. Be like, this is just really not the right chord to strike.
Well, anybody who would care about what this particular person, and it was Frank Saravelli, has to say, would read him enough to know that he is not right a lot. And that's why I tend to ignore much of what he says. I tend to ignore much of what a lot of folks say out there because a lot of it just I know is wrong. As soon as that came out, it made no sense to me. It's like, why would you pay this guy for 10 years? And the thing is, it'll bear itself out. You don't need to say anything. You know why? Because if you're not planning on buying him out, people will realize he was wrong. You know, because you never bought the player out.
What he said was that they had they had considered it, right? Wasn't that what the report was? They had considered it. So
I've seen it considered. I've seen it
looking
it's close.
At. Okay, I didn't
looking
see
close. Looking at. Yeah. You know, it's getting closer. You know, that type of thing. But it'll bear itself out in the end that the person who does it is wrong.
So how
because you're not going to buy him out. So you don't have to say anything because people will find out that he's wrong.
So if you want this question, good. If not, again, ignore it. But how would you advise Adams? Like, this has been true forever. You know, there are a lot of people talking and a lot of them don't have it, and that's been true forever. Would you tell Adams to sort of like just try to shake it off and not make it a focal point, or would you say something else?
Well, for the last couple of years, you know, he didn't, you know, you said thin-skinned earlier, and I think you hit it right on the head. You know, he all of a sudden started getting criticized, and I don't think it was unfair. People gave him, well, at that point, 4 years, and their team had gotten no better. This is a team that in 5 years is still in 20, you know, for the years he's had this team is the 25th best team in the league. You know, and that's all you've gotten. You haven't made this team any better. Yeah, in some instances, you've probably made it worse. So why would you be so upset that you're being criticized to a point where, you know, you pass media people in the hallway, and if you get a hello, you might be lucky. Most of the times you're ignored. And, you know, and then he's had some press conferences where he's gotten into it with the media. And you can't win that battle. You just can't. And that's maybe where Kekalainen can come in and just tell him, look it, you might be mad at the media. Scream and yell in an empty room and throw things at the wall later. Just don't in front of people. Just be nice. Answer the questions. Don't let on because at the end of the day, you're not going to win a battle with the media. You're just not. Fair or not fair, you're just not going to win it. I mean, you talk show hosts have the microphone 5 days a week. I'm doing reports every day. Mike Harrington's writing reports every day along with commentaries. You're just not going to win that fight. And the people in pro sports or anything, really, that realize that you just let it be. You're not going to win the battle. Just, you know, do your press conference and say the right things and don't try to fight it. Just let it be. Let your actions do your talking for you.
Mm-hmm. Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline with us here on WGR. The NHL draft is Friday. That is why Kevin Adams was speaking today along with assistant general manager Jerry Fortin. How about Tuck, Paul? Like, I've been shook by how Tuck sounded at locker cleanout. Adams, if you want to take him at his word, sounded pretty definitive about, you know, quelling any speculation about Tuck's future. I think he used the phrasing, he wants to be here.
Yeah, I'm sure they've sat down, and if there were any things that needed to be hashed it out. He's talked about, you know, he's had tough conversations with players. And there are players who get frustrated. He gets frustrated. And they need to talk it out and have conversations on this is what we're going to do and this is how we're going to do it. And, you know, I've heard from players that he also is open to listening to a player's opinions on some things. And I think he would be very interested in Alex Tuck's opinions because of, you know, the leader Tuck is. And how long he's been around doesn't necessarily mean you have to follow it, but I think he'd be interested in what Tuck has to say. And, you know, so that wouldn't surprise me if Alex Tuck is in a position right now where, you know, he's because he loves the Buffalo Sabres. He has since he's a little kid. He was a fan of the team. He was ecstatic when he was traded to the Buffalo Sabres. And, you know, if he's been made to feel that he's a priority, and Adams has said that twice now, mm-hmm. that, you know, he's a priority, then, you know, I think there's a pretty good chance this could get done.
With Paul Hamilton. Paul, directly, Do you think Lindy Ruff, or do you know if Lindy Ruff has the staff he wants?
I think he does. I think the staff is in his hands. I had heard that was going to happen. And, you know, and that's the way it should be. And then Lindy Ruff, he either gets the team where it needs to be or he sinks the ship with them. And if this is the staff he wants, then it's the staff he should have. And I believe that. I don't believe in the general managers picking assistant coaches, which has been done around here. I believe that's Lindy Ruff's job. Lindy Ruff is looking to add to the staff, but it doesn't sound like that any changes will be made as far as subtracting from it. But that should be Lindy Ruff's job, and it sounds like it is his job. Now, I think he and Adams talk about it, but I think Ruff, I think, sounds like he has the final say in his coaching staff, and he has to sink or swim with whatever decisions he makes there.
What was said, if anything, today about this weekend, like the ninth pick and what the plans are?
Well, I'm going to get into that tomorrow when I write. There was too much to talk about today in one thing, so I'll get to, and I wrote that in my article, that tomorrow I'm going to be talking about the draft with what Adams and Jerry Fortin had to say. They absolutely are open to trading the ninth pick overall. He said probably more than maybe in the past he's open to it. And he should be open to it. Yeah, prospects are great, but right now they have so many prospects who I think are good prospects, but they don't have enough spots on the Buffalo Sabres to put them all there. And that's the thing about Savoy. Some people got very upset that they traded Savoy. Well, they had three first-round picks in that draft alone. And you got a player that you didn't have who has high-end speed, might be the second fastest guy in the league, who set career highs in goals, assists, and points.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Points is good in his zone. I think is a perfect number three center. He's exactly what they needed. So to me, we don't know what Matt Savoy is going to come.
I think it's a good trade at the time.
Sure it is.
Period.
And if Matt Savoy becomes a good player, so be it.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that. As long as the Sabres get what they need out of it, Matt Savoy may become an excellent player. Matt Savoy might never play in the league again. We don't know. I mean, it's an unknown there, and you have three first-round picks, and I'm not sure Matt Savoy is even the best of the three. Yuri Kulik might be the best of the three, and he was the last one taken. Of the three. So that's the thing. You've got these, and I call it currency. Use it. Use it to get yourself some. I don't care. Hellenius, I know they loved getting him last year, but if it gets you the player you want, see ya. You know, make the trade, because right now they need players that are on the roster now. They don't need futures.
Alexander McGillney makes the Hall of Fame. Greg Wyshynski tweets that he reports that they woke him up at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
So maybe he lives in Russia or maybe he lives abroad.
Yes, he does. Yes.
About time, Paul.
Oh, it is about time. I mean, I'm just writing the article now. I mean, 76 goals in 77 games. A goal a game. Can you imagine now if somebody's scoring a goal a game? I mean, and he had just come off a 39-goal year and a 30-goal year with the Sabres. That was in his fourth season that he scored 76 goals and 127 points. Now, he never did either one again, but with the Vancouver Canucks, 2 years – was it 2 years later? Yeah, he had – or 3 years later, he had 55 goals and 107 points. I mean, this is a guy that almost had 500 goals in this league, played almost 1,000 games, had, you know, 1,032 points. This was an elite player. And I don't – you know, the Sabres, I loved it that they took a flyer on him in the fifth round of the 88 draft, and I think they never thought he was going to play. They never thought he was going to come over. It was unheard of then. And Jerry Meehan goes undercover and is taking him through – country after country, you know, after he defected from the Russian junior team and got him to the United States. And from what I understand by reading that story and hearing it told, you know, they risked their lives at times too doing it.
That's,
you know, with the KGB chasing him around and everything. And they got him here. And what a player he was, not only for the Buffalo Sabres, but all the teams, the Vancouver Canucks, the New Jersey Devils, where he won a Stanley Cup, the Toronto Maple Leafs. I mean, you know, he had a very distinguished career, and I don't understand why it took so long.
Yeah, the player on the ice himself warrants inclusion in the Hall of Fame. The story behind him getting to North America in the first place, I mean, I don't know how that factors into Hall of Fame voting, but it's one of the most important stories in the history of North American hockey, mm-hmm. that happened. Mm-hmm. Like, he was a trailblazer. Like, if anything else, I mean, I'm glad they didn't make him wait to be in the builder category or something, but it is a significant occasion that happened there that should be recognized, and it finally is.
Yeah, he's 56 years old. How, I just don't understand why you just had to wait so long. What held you back? I mean, he's got the numbers. He has the most one of the most unique stories of getting to the NHL that there is. I just don't understand what held you back. He and LaFontaine together were absolutely electric. I mean, what a treat it was to watch them play. I just told you that McGillney had 76 goals in 77 games and 127 points. LaFontaine had 95 assists and 148 points in 84 games. And don't forget about Dale Hawerchuk, who chipped in with 96 points and 80 assists. I mean, you say to yourself, how did that team not win the Stanley Cup? When you have that kind of talent in your top three, Dave Andrechuk was also on that team for a while until he got traded. And you just wonder, and Dominik Hasek was on that team. He and Fjord. You know, Fjord played 29 games, Hasek played 28. But you just say to yourself, how did that team, you know, not become a cup with LaFontaine, McGillney, and Hawerchuk doing what they were doing?
It might be my favorite Rick Jeanneret call. Alexander McGillney, who said he's afraid to fly? He left a vapor trail. So good. Also, one more direct question. How did you like Coors Field?
Oh, I loved it. Oh, it's such a – I bought seats where I could see the sunset into the mountains. Unfortunately, the clouds rolled in, and I didn't get to see a sunset. But a very, very quick story I'll tell you guys because you'll be amused. We used to work with Bob Gaughan, who you guys know very well. And I just for fun, I thought, well, Bob, give me two runs. I'll take Colorado. At the time, they were 12-55.
Wow.
Give me two runs, and if I win, I get 20, you get 10. All right. He says, go. So here we are in the top of the eighth inning. It's 6-3 Colorado. So now I'm up 8-3 because I remember I have two runs.
Mm-hmm. And you're getting 2-1.
And I'm getting 2-1. San Francisco scores 4 in the eighth and 3 in the ninth, and I lose.
Moral of story, never bet the Rockies.
Never gamble with Bob Gaughan is the moral of the story.
10-7. They won 10-7, and I lost 10-9 with my two runs. I couldn't believe it. Seven runs they gave up in the eighth and ninth. Bob went to bed thinking he lost. He gets up and found out that he won.
That'll said, keep you at a Rockies game until the end.
And I didn't have a good start either because in the top of the first inning, the Giants got a base hit and a home run. Their first two batters a home run, and now it's 2-2 in my league.
Yeah, you weren't
the
even
first two batters.
You didn't even get one out before you were even.
Yep, I knew you guys would love that. I was probably the only one in the stadium that was still engaged in the game in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Or everyone left was because there's no other reason to be there. everybody you saw in the ninth inning had action.
I'm gonna guess there were probably some other people that were gambling on the game in there. Yeah,
I loved it though because it made it more interesting, and you know, it took me right to the end, even though I didn't quite make it. So, but it was fun.
We'll be looking for your piece tomorrow. Thank you, Paul.
Yep, take care.
There you go. That is Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline, and his appearances here are always brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this.
Who knew Paul spoke sportsbook? Really didn't. No. I don't think I've ever had a conversation like that.
That's why he was so eager to tell the story.
Yeah, I mean, he was definitely not intimidated by any. Mm-hmm. Like, when you talk about betting, he's like, I don't know what. I'm just a caveman. I don't know what your laws, what any of this is you're speaking of. But now Paul's sort of like chapter and verse. Good for him, I say. 803-0550. Kevin Adams, and he feels bad for you. All the misinformation you get about the Sabres. Do you appreciate that? Are you someone who's the thrust of your discontent with the Sabres is misinformation from other people? Mike Schoep and the Bulldog at 803-0550. Sal, still to come today. This is WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.